You're not a mess. And in that scenario, it seems unlikely they'd target me. So maybe you can chill out enough to really eat that other muffin instead of reducing it to crumbs. She looked down at the pile of cinnamon apple goodness on her plate. Sorry. Once he was satisfied that she'd eaten something, Brax cleared their breakfast dishes into the dishwasher and pulled her in for a hug.
You actually up to today?
I'll feel better when I get to work. It's something I can control. Far too many things felt out of her hands. She needed to get hers on something that would produce results.
Then let's get to it.
They both stepped outside. Her truck looked wrong, somehow, relative to the house. Mia paused on her front walk, blinking, trying to get her sleep-deprived brain to process what was in front of her. Brax growled. It wasn't until he'd rushed forward that she realized her front two tires were flat. Hurrying after him, she circled around to the back of the truck, confirming that the two rear tires had suffered the same fate. One tire she could chalk up to a nail or other job site detritus. God knew she had that happen often enough. But all four at once? That didn't happen without human intervention.
They got mine, too.
Which meant that whoever was behind this had been at her house after they got back late last night. They'd violated her safe space. This wasn't waiting. This wasn't observation. This was action. Violent action. The tires weren't just punctured. They were slashed.
We need to call the police.
Feeling a headache circling behind her eyes already, Mia reached for her phone. It rang before she even got it out of her pocket. Luca's number. She really wasn't up to dealing with him right now, but she'd put him off long enough. She had to at least answer this time. Luca, this isn't—
You need to get down here right now.
Mia went cold.
What's wrong?
The bakery's been vandalized.
By the time one of the crew swung by to pick them up, the parking lot at the job site was swarming with people. Three sheriff's department cruisers were angled in front of the door, and yellow crime scene tape had been stretched across it, the ends fluttering in the breeze. As they drove up, Brax scanned the exterior, looking for damage. But the framing for the roof and porch appeared to be unchanged, and the siding they'd put up yesterday was still intact. A sick feeling set up in his gut. What were they going to find inside? Various members of the crew milled about the gravel lot, expressions divided between grave and pissed. Several lifted their hands in greeting, but nobody rushed over, seeming to sense that now wasn't the time for delays. Luca stepped out of the building, ducking under the crime scene tape to meet him. His dark eyes glittered with fury, his jaw set, and for once, it wasn't aimed at Brax.
How bad? Mia asked. You're gonna need to brace yourself.
She squeezed her eyes shut and nodded, starting to step forward. But Brax caught her arm. Before we go in, is it just vandalism? No one's hurt? The last thing she needed was to walk into a body or something. Catching his drift, Luca shook his head. Nobody's hurt. It's just stuff. The police are inside. Following his lead, they ducked under the crime scene tape and stepped into chaos.